Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We are on Daf Yud Tes on the third line from the top. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ulam Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. And also it's sponsored by the Han family, Ulam Nishmas Hindel Bas Hachover Yisrael. Shama Shavalias. So here we go. More Agadata, then on Amid Beis we start, actually not Agadata, a little bit. Omer Yitzchak. Kol HaMasaper Achrei HaMeis. If you speak after about a dead person, it's ki'ilu masaper achrei evan, like you're speaking about a stone. Ikad the amri, some say the lo yadi, because they don't know what you're talking about. Ikad the amri, they do know, they couldn't care less. Doesn't make a difference to them. They're in the next world. When you're talking about them, what do they care? Okay. V'amr of Papa chad eshtoy milsa basrei de mar Shmuel. Somebody was once speaking about mar Shmuel. V'nafal kanya metala ubizala arnika demuchye. And some beam fell off the roof and hit him in the head. So you see, they got upset. No, shiny tzurba derabanan, Talmud Chacham is different. The kudshabrichu tava bikare. Hashem's upset about that. He doesn't care. Hashem cared. Okay. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Kol masaper achar mitasan shel talmidei chachamim. If anybody speaks about the bedroom of a Talmud Chacham, what goes on in the bedroom? Nofel begehenim. They go to Gehenim. Shenemar. Vahamatim al kal kolosam v'yolichem Hashem is poli oven. Shalom al Yisrael. Afilu b'shosh shalom al Yisrael, even if it's peace, yolichem Hashem es pol he'avam. Hashem will demand justice from you because you're speaking bad about the bedroom of a Talmud Chacham. Similarly, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, im re'isa Talmud Chacham sh'avra aver b'layla, if you see a Talmud Chacham that doesn't aver at night, al tahar her acharav b'yom. Don't think about that during the day. Shema asa tshuva, because maybe he did tshuva. Right? So the Gemara says, This is the language of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "V'lo yimatzei ichur b'tshuva." You don't find that a delay of tshuva, except for the Amoratzim. The Amoratzim wait till Rosh Hashanah to do tshuva, Yom Kippur. The Amoratzim do that. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Talmud Chacham doesn't wait. Nobody's perfect. Guy made a mistake. He did tshuva, right? Okay. Maybe he did tshuva. Ella vade asa tshuva. He for sure did tshuva, right? So, the Ein Yaakov explains this Gemara here. You have to give the Talmud Chacham the benefit of the doubt. That's only if he did an avera b'seser. He thought nobody was looking, but you happen to see. So, if you happen to see, give him the benefit of the doubt. No question about it that he did tshuva overnight, and in the morning you can't look at him any different. If he did an avera b'public, then you have to wait for him to do tshuva in public. Right? Okay. Very good. Then, fine. V'hani mili b'dvarim shebegufo. That's only true d'varim shebegufo. Meaning, he did avera. Aval b'mamono, but it has to do with money issues. You don't have to add the money, add the mahad al-mori. You've got to return the money. Returns the money, then you can think of him, then you can't hold it against him. Then you can't even think about it. Said the Chassam Sofer, there's no such thing as a Talmud Chacham who steals. Talmud Chacham stole money, so you're not allowed to wait till he gives it back, then you can't hold it against him. You can't look at him funny. No such thing as a Talmud Chacham steals. If he steals money, he's not a Talmud Chacham. Nobody steals money. What's going on here? What's the issue here? That if only when there's a drum ship, a goof. Okay, everyone has a weakness. He had a weakness. You saw that weakness. Give him the benefit of the doubt, he did tshuva about it. But if it's about money, till he returns the money. Why did he take the money? Because he stole it? He's not a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham don't steal and do tshuva about it afterwards. Everyone has a weakness. No question about it. No one's perfect. Not about money and steal. So what's pshat? So Chassam Sofer says it must be the money was a Lefnim Meshuras Hadin issue. He doesn't have to return it. It's a whole fight, whatever. He doesn't have to return it. He's entitled. We had that story before with Rav Huna, right? He didn't pay the sharecropper. So I should pay the sharecropper. He's a guy's a thief. Yeah, you go to Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. That's what he's talking about. The money, he's entitled to the money. He should return it because Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, right? He's entitled to it. If he's not entitled to it, he's not a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham do not steal money. They just don't behave that way. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Chavdal Mekom was in 24 places. Bezdin Magdirin al Kavod Arav. Bezdin took issue with Kavod Arav. The Kulan Shadina b'Mishnah said, and they're all in Mishnayos. Menadin. Oh, I'm sorry, Menadin put in Chayrim al Kavod Arav. The Kulan Shadina b'Mishnah said, they're all they're all in Mishnayos. We're only going to mention three, and the other 21, we're going to say, go look and find them yourself. Amalei, Rabbi Lazar, Hecha Amalei, where are they? Makit Tishkach, go find them. Navad Dog, he went. Vashkach Tlas, he found three. What are the three? Number one, HaMezalzel B'Tilas Adayim. Someone's Mezalzel belittles the Tilas Adayim, which was made up by the Rabbanim. It's a Din Rabbanim. Number two, HaMesaper Acher Mitasan Shal Tamei Chachamim. That's the number two. You spread rumors or you laugh about it. You joke about what goes on in the bedroom of a Talmid Chacham. And number three, Vamegis Daito Klape Mala. The Meiri says what this means is that you daven to Hashem like you have it coming, like you're entitled, or he says that without like a child asks a father, without any ema, without any yira, without any humility, like give me. That's what that means. What? No, you're not a Talmid Chacham if you do that. Right. No, third one is Hamegis Daito Klape Mala. You behave that way. So now we're gonna explain it all. Hamasapra Chacham, Mahi, what does that mean? Titnan, there's a mission idios, Hu Ha Yomer, that he said, who's he? So Rashi reminds us that it's Akavya ben Mahalalel, in a mission in idios says like this. Ein Mashkin, we do not give to drink, Lois Hagioris, a sota. A woman's accused of being a sota. So what's the story when a woman's accused of being a sota? What does it mean she's accused of being a sota? She was alone with a man, and we don't know what went on together between the two of them. It could have been they did something they shouldn't have done, and it could be they were just, you know, watching a movie, playing checkers. We don't know. So what happens? But there's an accusation. So she has to drink mesota, right? We don't give to drink mesota to the following women. Not a gioris, veloes hamashukhueres, she used to be a slave and then she got freed. Those women don't drink. You know why? Because they're not born Jews. Who made up the rule that to be born Jews? That's what Akavi Mahalal said. V'chamam omrim, mashkin, we let them drink. Why not? Amrulo, maisa, there was once a story, Bekarkamis, in the town of Karkamis, b'shivcha mishuchreres, she was a freed shivcha, b'Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, v'shkua Shemayim Avtalion, and Shemayim Avtalion let her drink it. Let him drink it. V'amalahem, and Akavi ben Halal said, yeah, dugma hishkuha. Yeah, because they're gerim. Shemayim Avtalion came from gerim. Dugma means example. They're gerim. So they wanted the halacha to be that gerim are included as much as shechwarim, same thing, as much as included in Klal Yisrael like everybody else. So they passed it, no, she could drink it. Now he belittled Shemayim Avtalion. Right? Rashi says, Ashayu domim heim lehem, because they were like her, heim hishkuha. Shayu mishmai v'tayim b'vnei ban of shalsan cheriv, they were descended from gerim, kidamrina begitin, perakanazakin. Tosfos says, that's not what happened. And by the way, that's a terrible slight on Shmai and Avtalion. It's an insult. It's an insult. Right? Says Tosfos, that's not what happened. Pirish Rashi says, lefi shayu gioris kimosam, shayu gerim, right, v'chemasha b'Yerushalmi b'moikatan mahu dugma dekavosei. They were like them. They were like her. So they wanted her to drink because they were like that. Pirish, ba'arach pirish. No, dugma hishkua. What it was is no. Not that they insulted Shmaya Nafsai. That's not what he did. What they did was they gave fake drink. It wasn't fake. Fake. It wasn't real Mesota. It was fake. Dugma. It was a fake one. Meitzeva. It was some fruit punch, right? Avaloha yumorim mamish. It wasn't really bitter waters. Velo machgu hatorah aleha. They didn't erase Hashem's name for that. Ela liyira osa. They just did it to scare her. Look what we're going to make you drink. So what's the bazillion?
Yeah.
The bazillion is that it's not going to work. It's not going to work because I'm real. And then they're going to think, I really did an aver with a man. And look at this, the Mesota didn't even, I got cleared from it. Didn't even figure me out. This whole thing is baloney. Why'd they give her a fake drink? I don't know. But that's, they gave her a fake drink. And what's the bazillion? The bazillion is that it's not going to work. So if it's not going to work, it's going to make a slander on the Torah. That was the insult.
Totally
two different things out of left field. Two different things.
So who was the insult?
What?
To whom was the insult?
To the Torah.
One second. So what is that exactly? That's the problem.
Maybe she's not guilty.
What?
Maybe she's not guilty.
I know, maybe, what if she is? So if she's guilty,
not.
I know, but it's a 50-50 chance. So for 50-50, so what are you playing? What are you playing games for?
But didn't the base sim find that he, I was,
so do the real one. Do the real one. Well, I don't know why they did a fake one. Do the real one. The real one, if she, we believe, right? We believe this, as much as we believe that shaking the lulav is a mitzvah, that if you give them the thing, it'll work. So why'd they do it? I don't know why they didn't do the real one. I don't know. So
the problem is on the Kavim Mahal, and what is on Shemayim Vatayim?
Yeah. Correct. 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 Two different things. Apples and oranges, Rashi tells us here. Two different ends of the spectrum.
The Maisa is about people who insulted
other people.
Other people in a Mishnah.
Correct.
And a Bestin found that he had insulted them and he was put in
jail. One sec, when I'm done. Viniduhu. And they put him in Chirim. Umeis Viniduhu. And he died in Chirim. Visaklu Bezdin as Arono. And Bezdin put a stone on his grave. This guy died in Chirim.
Well, they stoned it,
right? Yeah. Now, that's a crazy story.
So, of course, the other one, how do you make
this stone? One second. We're not finished. One second. V'amizalzal v'altil sedai ma'hi. What's the second story? Someone was mizalzal v'altil sedai. What's that about? Didnan, Amr v'Yehuda. Chas v'shalom, shakavim mahalalal niznade. Chas v'shalom. She'ein azara nuneles, I'll call Adam b'Yisrael, b'chachm v'yira, b'zatayr v'yira, k'chek, k'akavim mahalalal. The gates of the Azara only open for him. He's the greatest man of the generation. Right? The greatest man of the generation.
What does that have to do with one another?
What? Eliezer
also died in
Cherem. Right. So the Tosafot asked that question. And he says, so what? If you deserve to be put in Cherem, I don't care who you are. We don't play that game. I don't care who you are. No matter who you are, you deserve to be put in Cherem. So what's pshat? So the Tosafot says that... Which Bezdin's putting him in Cherem? He's the Dayan HaGadol. So who's putting him in Cherem? Doesn't seem to happen. That's one answer he gives.
So this is the same Mishnah that we were already questioning.
What?
This is a continuation of the same Mishnah.
Continuation, right?
Okay. He deserves it, period.
Yeah. It's the same people who put him in Cherem as the same people who judged him.
Correct. Ella, so you have the whole story wrong. You heard the whole story wrong. Ella, it's me, Nido. Who did you really put in Cherem? As Elazar ben Chanoch. Some fellow named Elazar ben Chanoch. Shepikpek ben Atil Sidayim. He argued about Atil Sidayim. Of all things to argue about. He didn't like that. He didn't like Atil Sidayim. He argued about Atil Sidayim.
He liked 30 hands.
Right? What?
He liked 30 hands.
No, he didn't. He liked the halachic aspect of all the things to be busy with. That's what he's busy with. Ukishemeis, and when he died, Sholchu Bezin sent, Vinichu, Evan Gedol, Al Arono. Lamdacha, call him Nade. If someone's put in Cherem, Umeis bin Yiduiv, and he dies in Cherem, Bezdin Sokman Sarono. Bezdin stones the Aron. Now, so it turns out, there wasn't even three. There wasn't even two things yet. Right? There wasn't even two things. It's Machlokas if there's two. Because some say, Akavi ben Mahalal didn't do anything wrong. It's someone else, about Atil Sidayim. So the first case, we don't even have one. Right? It was a potential issue, we rejected it. Hamegis daito klape malamaihi. What's this? Someone who davens like it's coming to him. Ditnan. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach lechoni hamagel. Shimon ben Shetach sent lechoni hamagel. Tzarach atal lehis nados. We should put you in Cherem. Do you talk to Hashem with the rain? Nah, I want the rain like this. I like this. He's telling Hashem how to behave, right? V'lmo lechoni ata. If not for the fact that you're choni, Rashi says. They wanted to put Choni HaMagel in Cherem because he was talking to Hashem like a spoiled child talks to his father. That's not how you dive into Hashem. That's what he was doing. Like a spoiled child talks to, give me this. Not that, I want that. That's how spoiled children talk. That's how Choni HaMagel was davening.
He got his way.
Yeah, so Rashi says, Shiyotza Shimcha B'gedolu B'chashivas. There's no one greater than you, no one more chasher than you. I'd put you in Cherem, Choni, but you're still the most chasher person out there. What can I do? You cry like a spoiled child to Hashem. And he does what you want anyway. Like a child who cries to his father gives in to him. What can I do? I'd love to put you in Cherem because it's not proper behavior. But Hashem listens to you. Can't put you in Cherem. Fine. That's it? Those the only stories you have? What about the following? The Tanya of Yosef. Tudus Yishromi, Hinegas b'nei Romi, la'achil and gediyim, mukulasim b'lo l'tzachim. He used to tell the people in Rome to eat roasted meat on Pesach night. Now, Rome is not Yerushalayim. So there's no, people are going to think that you could eat roasted meat outside, they're going to think you can make Karban Pesach outside Yerushalayim. It's a big pitfall. Anyway, Shalach l'ashim manchetach, el mole tudus ata, if not for the fact you're such a great man, guzrani olecha nidui. I would put nidui on you, sh'ata ma'achal as Yisrael kachim b'chutz. Because you're making B'nai Yisrael eat kachim b'chutz. They're not really eating kachim b'chutz. People are going to think you're allowed to eat kachim b'chutz. So the Gemara answers, no, Mishnah Seinu Kamrin Avah Braisehi. I said only a Mishnah. That's not a Mishnah. It's a Braisa.
So
I'm only talking about places where Talmid Chachamim acted improperly in Mishnah, not in Braises. Omasnis and Lekka, there's no more Mishnahis. Vo'ikah, what about the following? Haditnan, it's a Mishnah in Kalim. Chotcho Chulios, if you cut different pieces, V'nasdan Chul ben Chulio l'Chulia, and you put sand in between each piece, what happened was you had an oven, and it was Tamei, and you broke it apart. And then you put the pieces back together again. So does the Tumah come back? Because there's no, a Kli Cheres cannot become Tahar. There's no way to make it Tahar, except you break it. So if you break it, it becomes Tahar. Why? Because it's not a Keli anymore. It's a bunch of pieces. You put the pieces back, does it become Tahar again? Does it become Tamei again? Rabbi Eliezer Metaher. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Tahar. V'chachamim Mitamin. And the Chachamim say it's Tamei. Right? And Rashi points out, fine. V'zehu tanuro shalachnoi. This is the famous tanur shalachnai. My achnai, what does the word achnai mean?
Amr
v'hud amar Shmuel, not even here, we're just mentioning it in passing. Amr v'hud amar Shmuel, v'lamet shekifuhu halachos kachnai. That it's what's kifu? Surrounded? They, in other words, they bombarded the rayas, the halachas kachnai, like a snake. Vitimu and they made it tamei. Vitanya, and there's a brayser that says, "Oh, so yom that day, have you called to hire with Shachir Rebbe Lazar?" Rebbe Lazar said, "It's all tar, right?" So he cooked meals and meals and meals. All the food is tamei. Rebbe Lazar said, "It's tar." They took all that food, visar from lefanav, they burnt it in front of him, ulabasov baruchu, and then they put it in cherim. They cursed him. So that's a Mishnah. But the curse is not in the Mishnah. Afilu hachi nidui b'masis and lotani. The second half of the story, what happened, is not in the Mishnah. It's only in the Braisa.
Yeah, but there are Mishnahis that said that have the Chacham coming over to him when he's in nidui already.
No, but, okay. Ela b'chav ta'av v'komos hecha mishkachas lu. So where are the other 24? Where are the other 21 cases? 22 cases, where are they?
Very strict rules here.
Yeah, exactly. So Rabbi Shur ben Levi, medami milsa l'milsa, he would compare one thing to another, right? And the Meiri says, we don't know where these Mishnayos are. Rashi says, "Kol makom shira shemasnisen shenechla kayachid al arabim machlokes kedola." Whenever the yachid argues on a rabbim and a big machlokes, oh echad min hachachamim shemedaber kasha keneged gadol haymenu, or someone talks harshly to someone greater than him, amar roy ha'ikam benidur. He should have been put in cherem. Where are they? The Meiri says, I don't know. If you go look, I don't know. Okay. Next. He would not do that. Fine. Then we said in the Mishnah, "Nosei amita v'chalufein." Those that carry the mita, and then those that switch off with them. So, Tanu Rabbanan, "Ein motzi nesamei samach l'kriyashma." Don't have a levaya right by Rabbi's man kriyashma. That's not the right time to do it. "V'im hischilu." But if you did that, while the plane's leaving, you got to do this levaya right now. There's no other time. "Ein mafsikin." You don't stop for kriyashma. Why? "Osik ben hamitzvah pata ben hamitzvah." Any, is that true? Rav Yosef Afgu Samach L'Kriyashma. Rav Yosef's Levi, they did it before Kriyashma. They sent out an email. Levi is before Kriyashma. Yeah, Adon Chashev is shiny. Yeah, a person like him is different. Adon Chashev is different. Okay? Then we said, Shalafnei Amita, Vashalachar Amita, Tanar Banan, Ha'oskim Behesbid.
No.
Tanar Banan.
Gotta get on a flight.
No, he's saying, can't take 2 minutes to say Kriyashma.
Yeah.
You can't. So 1 second, if you can, you can. We're going to see. Turn about. Ha'oskim behesped. Bizman sha meis, mutal lefnehen. If the meis is there, nishmatin echad v'korid. One guy can leave one at a time to go say shema. That you could do that. Ein ha meis mutal lefnehen. If the meis is not there, Hein Yoshevin v'korin v'hu Yoshev v'domim. They're saying Kriya Shema, and he's not the oval. Hein omdin mitzpalin. They could even daven. V'omid matzik alav esadin. He's matzik din v'omer. He says, Ribbono Olam, harbei chatazu lefanecha. I have a lot of sins in front of me. V'lo nifreis mi meni. Echad mina elef. You didn't even pay me back 1/1000th of what I deserve. Yi ratzal mufnecha Hashem alokenu. Shatigdar pirtzoseinu, that you should, restore the breaches, or pirtzos klankam b'yisol brachamim, and all the breaches of klaisol with peace. Amar abaya, lama baya leilinish lamer marachi. Don't say that. Don't say, Hashem, I don't deserve even 1/1000th of what you, don't say that. Dami b'shur ben Levi, v'chaitan b'shmei de Rav Yosi, l'ol ra'alivtech adam piv l'sotten. Don't give the sotten more reasons to go, what do you call it, advocate against you. You don't need that. He's busy enough without you, giving him more fodder. Don't do that. Amr of Yosef, my Kara, Shanamar says, Kimat Kisdom Hayinu. You were like Sodom. We're like Sodom. Don't call yourself Sodom. Maya Hadarle, Navi, what did Navi say back? Shimadvar Hashem Kitsine Sodom. He calls them the officers of Sodom. You don't need to make yourself worse than you are. You don't need to do that. Don't open up to the Sutton. Don't give the Sutton more ammunition than he already has. Fine. Next, Karbarat Hamais, Fechazru. And they would go back. If you can say Shema before they come back, before the Avelim come back to the road to escort them home, good. But one parak or one pasuk, don't say. If you can't finish the whole thing, don't start. For many, 1 second, but there's a brisa that says, cover a base for chazu, imchol haskav ligmar fila pasuk echad, or pasuk echad. But it says you can even do one parak or one pasuk. That's what I meant to say. In Yichol Lahaschil V'Ligmar Filo Perak Echad or Filo Pasuk Echad Ad Shel Yigil Shur Yaschilu. If you could even say, we changed it. If you could even say one parak or one, even one pasuk before the Ovel gets back, do that. V'Yimlav. If you can't even do that, Lo Yaschilu. Don't even start. Let's say half a pasuk of Shema. Don't even start.
So they're all patur, or they just have to delay? All people who are
there. So we said it depends on how close you were to the Ovel. If you're in the thick of it. Right? Now, we're not finished. A little bit more, and then we're finished with the sugya. Ha'om de b'shura. If you're standing in the row, so the inner people are pater. The outer people are chayiv. Listen to this. Tan Rabbanan. Shur ha'roe p'nima. Petura. Shur ha'roe p'nima. The row, that the inner row that you can be seen by him, by the ovel, is petura. Sh'in ha'roe p'nima chayeves. But if he can't see you, even if you're in the inside, the ovel can't see you. Even if you're inside, if he can't see you for whatever reason, you're chayiv.
What?
To say Shema. Right? Because he can't see you anyway. So why not? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habay Mach, listen to this. Habay Mach Masa Avel, you think things changed? Habay Mach Masa Avel Peturin. If you're there because you're a friend of the Avel, you came to show me support, then you're Pater. Mach Masa Atzman, Chayavan. If you came for his own reasons, you're Chayav. What are you coming for? Says Rashi. Lo Mach Masa Kavod. Not Mach Masa Kavod. Shalom Bol Lenachim. You didn't come there. El Lira says Ma'ora. You came to see the scene. Who's there? Who's tumbling? That's why you went there. So it's such a person, you can take Shema anyway. Right? Things ain't changed. 2,000 years, nothing changed. Right? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Hamotzi. Okay, here we go. Ready? What?
The average person is not schlepping to New Jersey to Kavura just to see what's happening.
No, but what about in their own town? I guarantee you, since Rashi wrote that, it's happened. Right? Since Rashi wrote that, it's happened. I'm not so close with them. Why'd you go? What else is going? Might as well go. Why not?
That's
see who's there. See, the Rav is going to be there. Some Chashev Rav is going to be there. I can get to talk to him. You don't think it's happened since Rashi wrote this? I guarantee it had. Right? Exactly. Probably happens every day, every week. Omri Vudem Rav. Okay, ready? Here we go. What? Exactly. Yichai Sinek Krishma. That's why you're going. Nothing wrong with it. That's not a favor to go, because you want to see somebody there. My friend will be there. I haven't seen him in such a long time. I'll go say hello to him. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, he still might be a mitzvah.
Might be a mitzvah. Or you want to see some Rav, or everyone else is going. You have peer pressure. Whatever it is. You want to see the scene. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Just the point is, you're Chayav in Krishma, because you're not really there. You're not really Osik for mitzvah. You're Osik in your own stuff. Okay, Derech Agav, because not a favor. Okay, so but you're not really doing it for the right reasons. Okay, so go anyway. No, nothing wrong with it. Okay. Now there's a sugi now. I hope to finish it. In order to finish it, we got to get to the top three lines of Amud Aleph. But there's a huge Rashi and Tosafot. It's a big machlokas. Halacha lemaisa, a big machlokas. It's very interesting. try to see how far we can get in this sugya. Here we go. Amar Yehuda, the sugya has nothing to do with what we're talking about at all. Amar Yehuda Marav, Hamotzi Klayim Bebigdo, if somebody realizes that he's wearing shatnez, he's walking down the street, he says, oh my goodness, I thought it said no shatnez on the label. It says yes shatnez. Right? He's walking down the street, he says yes shatnez. Poshton Bebigdo, Poshton Afilu Bashok. You take it off, even in the street. And you walk home without any clothes on? Yeah, you walk home without any clothes on. Why? My timer, why is that? In chachma, in tvuna, in etza, neged Hashem. No, don't outsmart Hashem. No outsmarting Hashem. The mitzvah is, take the clothes off, you take the clothes off. Can't wear shatnez, you can't wear... Yeah, but it's not... Don't play those games. Don't play games with Hashem. Right? Now, the Rosh says, that's only if you yourself find out that you're wearing shatnez. If you see the other guy wearing shatnez, you don't have to embarrass him and tell him anything. He's a shogig. Wait till he gets home and then tell him. That's what the Rosh says. The Rambam says, no. Even if you see somebody else walking in the street, you tell him. Why? What's the difference, you or him? You gotta stop a guy from doing a favor. You go tell him. So it sounds like, by yourself. No outsmarting Hashem. No tricks. No double talk. To take off the clothing. Someone else. It's machlokas. Comes along the Bach. The Bach says, no. There's no argument. If it's b'shogeg, even the Rambam agrees. Don't say anything to the guy. Get him home. And once he goes home, then tell him, by the way, that shatnez, I saw the label, shatnez, oh, thank you so much. I wasn't embarrassed, fine. If it's b'mezid, then the Rambam says you embarrass him in public, tell him to take off his clothing, he's doing it b'mezid. So they're not really arguing about another guy. But yourself, take him off. Why? Ein chachma, ein, here, kol makom, there is the line, kol makom, sheish chil Hashem, what's the chil Hashem? They're doing an avira. Ein chalkin kavod l'rav. There's no cover to you. No cover to the Rav. Right?
The whole world doesn't know you're wearing shatnez. You walk in the street.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cover the breasts. Trump.
Right, exactly. I mean.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's halacha. Now, is that true? We're going to try to bring four rayas that this is not true. Mace, number one. There's a bray that says like this. Kavru et hames. Kavru es hames, you buried the mace, v'chazru lithneim beiz drachim, and the Othel's walking home, and there are two paths. There's the Tameh path, and the Tahor path. Achas Tahora, v'achas Tameya. Ba b'tahora, b'anir b'tahora. If the Othel walks down the Tahor path, you follow him. Ba b'tumah, b'animo, b'tumah, mishum kvodo. If he goes down the Tameh path, and you're a Kohen, you go and follow him. Amai, what are you following him for? Lema, let's say, ein chachma, ein tvuna, l'neged Hashem. You can't do that. What kind of covet? Take off your own clothing in the street. So I can follow him down the tummy path and become tummy? If you're a kohen, you're not allowed to do that. So how can I do that? What's going on? So tirgum of Abba, beis hapras. So the answer is, it's a beis hapras, which is only tummy b'drabanan. What does that mean, a beis hapras? There used to be, somebody once said, 100 years ago, there was a dead body in that field. Nobody knows if it's still there. Nobody knows if it got
decomposed
or dug up, or the tractor came and or the plow came and it broke up all the books. Nobody knows. So it's a suffix derabanan. Is that a suffix? Why is that not a suffix deraisa? Suffix only derabanan. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Menatha Adna Beis HaPras V'Holech. So what you do is you can blow, walk a few feet, blow. If there's any bones there, they get blown out of the way, and that's the kind of feat. Ein Echanami. If it's a deraisa. Tumah cemetery, of course you can't go down there. Why? You can't do an Avera for his covet. You can't do that. The answer is it's the Rabbanon.
I don't understand the case. Kavru is Hameis, so whoever was there with the Meis was Tumah, aren't they?
What?
Kavru is Hameis for Chazru. They were all at the...
Not the Kahanim. They're waiting on the side. Now they're going to escort him home. Right? And there's two road signs. Kahanim, non-Kahanim. He goes down the non-Kahanim sign. Can you follow him? Said, of course you can't follow him if it's Zvadai. Of course not. Why? You can do an avera for someone else's coven. even though it's covered on eighth, covered on tibur, whatever it's covered for the oval, there are bonds that he could do it. A base haprath that's been plowed is tar. Because if there's any issue there, they got rid of it. That's case number one. So that was a try, we failed. Tashma, another try. Dumber Belazar Bar Tzadok. Medalgin Hayinu Agabi Aronos Shalmesim Likros Malach Yisrael. We used to walk on top of graves to go run to greet a Melach Yisrael. Why? What's that about? Hare Likavod Abrios. To covet Abrios. For covet. Ovrim Al Nefesh Lo Yitame. We were over on the Isser of not becoming Tame. Why? Tahara Belazar Bar Tzadok Kohen Haya Kedibinim Bib Bechoros. He was a Kohen. That, the Gemara continues. Not even to be a Jewish king. El afilu lilkus malchi akum. Even to be a Goyish king. Why? Shem yizki yavchin malchi Yisrael malchi akum. Because if you're Zocha, one day, you see how they treat the president, how they treat the king of England, the queen of England, with such pomp, you'll see what they're going to treat a Jewish king like one day. So it's kedai to be over in Avira for covet a melech? Right? Amai, what kind of thing is that? What kind of thing is that? Lema in chachma in tvuna in eitzah neged Hashem. You can't do that. What, are you going to be over an avera for covet of a melech? What kind of thing is that? So, kidderava, the Amar Rava, Rava said, well, one second. When you walk over a cemetery, is there really tumah there? You're walking on someone's grave. Does the tumah go out of the coffin up to you and make you tummy? Does that happen? So Rava said, Dvar Torah, ohel. If you have an ohel, what's oh, you're standing on top of the grave, right? If the coffin has a tefach of airspace, then the tumah doesn't shoot up. It gets blocked. Most people have that. Most coffins are like that. Right? There's no space between the dead body and the... Of course there is. So there's no tumah anyway.
Are they buried in coffins?
Or even if it's not a coffin, even if it's an airspace of dirt, I don't know how they would do that. They were put into things.
So if that's the case, how come a kohen can't go there?
One second. V'she'en bo chalal tefach. If there is no chalal tefach, ain't a chos in the atumah. Then you can't.
Right.
Now, you do know, for sure. Nobody knows. V'rov aronos, most aronos, yesh ben chalal tefach. Most coffins have a tefach of airspace. Right. So most of the time, it's not going to be a problem. Gazru al sheyesh behen mishum she'ein behen. So they made a tira.
It's like an Israel's bomb. In America, it's not a bomb. It should be bombed.
Correct. And they made a gzera. What? Because there's no coffins.
Correct.
Right. So they made a gzera. You can never go to a cemetery, up to the rare cases where there isn't going to be airspace, and then the tomb is going to shoot up. Right. It's a little bit of a far-fetched gzera if you think about it, because if everyone's buried in a coffin, it doesn't really apply. But they made such a gzera. And because of covered malachim, they said there's no gzera. To go see a king, there's no such gzera, so you could go.
You think like in a field, there would be less likely to be a coffin in a formal cemetery.
Correct. Okay? Tashma, third try. Right, so we said, what kind of third try? That's such a rule. Tashma, gadol covered abrios, shedoch es lo sasei Shabbat Torah. Kavod HaBrios is so great that it's docha olos haseh in the Torah. What olos haseh is it docha? Right. See in a minute which ones. Vamai. Why is that true? Leima in chachma in tivuna v'neitza neged Hashem. Right. So which ones are these? So Tirgama, Rav Bar Shiva Kabed Rav Kahana Bilav de lo sasur. And we're talking about the lav of lo sasur. What's the lav of Lo Sasur? Well, Sasur says, don't not listen to the Chachamim. Don't deviate from whatever the Chacham said. That Isser is waived for Kavod HaBrios. So, Achicho Alecha, they laughed at him. When they heard that, they laughed. Lav de Lo Sasur, daraisa that lav. Right? What kind of thing is that? You don't have to do the lav of Lo Sasur if it's Kavod HaBrios. So, Amar of Kahana, Gavra Rabba Amar Milsa Lo Techicho Leah, a very great man says, don't laugh at him. What he meant was, call Mili Derabanan, any Derabanan, Da'ash Mechinu Alav de Lo Sasur, which they rely on the Lav of Lo Sasur, Mishum kvodo shal rabbanon, umishum kvodo shal rabbanon. For kavod abrios, the rabbanon will matter it. What does that mean? What avira can you do in what iser the rabbanon can you do for kavod abrios? So Rashi says, I'll give you a few examples. Vachi kamaluhu, it's a Rashi of kolbil the rabbanon. Vachi kamaluhu davar shu bedivrei sofrim. Sometimes asim the rabbanon nidche mipnei kavod abrios. That's pushed aside for kavod. Vikari le lo sase, he called it a lo sase, mishum lo saser. Because of lo saser, he called it, it's not really a lo sase. It's a durabanan. Utukakasha lechu daraisehu, rabbanan achule likriyasa. The rabbanan, they called it that, they were mochel their kavod, but the rabbanan made a rule, and they were mochel on their kavod for kavod abrios. Lavral devrayan, hecha de ikka kavod abrios. Kagon, for example, lotal tal b'shabbos, avonim. Shall beis akise. You need to wipe yourself in the bathroom. They used to use stones. Stones are muksa. For kavod abrios, they're not muksa. They're not muksa for kavod abrios. Kavod abrios, you can do it. Why? Because kavod abrios can be dochel or din derabanan. Or Rashi said, lekanavach, wipe yourself inami. Or shenispika tzitzis taliso becarmelis. If your tzitzis, it means your shirt really. If your tzitzis break in a carmelis, lo hitzrichu lahaniach taliso sham. They didn't make you. They allowed you to. They didn't require you to keep your talus on. Likarnis lebeso arum. You have to go home. They let you leave it on because you're gonna have to go home naked. No, kavod abrios. They on a darabanan. What's a darabanan? You're in a carmelis, right? So they allowed that. It's a whole discussion.
Carrying the tzitzis.
What? Right. How could that be? Tzitzis is daraisa. Tzitzis is daraisa. What's going on here? It's true, you're in a carmelis, but wearing tzitzis is a daraisa. So they make a, no, the mitzvah is to put on tzitzis, not to have tzitzis, a whole complicated sugya, how to get out of that Rashi, but that's what he says. So that again, derabanans, yes, kavod abrios is docha derabanan. What about a daraisa?
I'm not sure what you just said, because the issue is carrying in a carmelis, which is a derabanan. The tzitzis is not an issue, you're carrying tzitzis, yes, mm-hmm. Right?
No, how can you take them all? How could you wear tzitzis? How could you wear a four-quartered garment without tzitzis?
Right.
How could it's deraisa? How could you do that?
Yeah,
we should require you to take it off. We should require you to take it off.
Why?
It's deraisa. You're wearing a four-quartered garment without tzitzis. Tzitzis ripped. Yeah. So the answer is the Shakas Aryeh fetches out an answer. No, the mitzvah is to put on tzitzis, but once it's on already, the whole different story. It's a complicated issue, technical. How to get out of that? Anyway, we're not going to finish today because case number four. So what are we left with? We started off by saying that if you're walking on the street with shatnez, you have to take off your shirt. Why? Covered. Yeah, but don't we get rid of covered for covered abrios? Don't we get rid of that? So all the three cases we have are all darabanans. Case number four, Toshma, Visalamta, it says that when you see somebody's lost item, visalamta, and you're going to turn away, don't turn away. Right. Don't pretend you don't see it. It says, visalamta mehem, you're going to turn away. Pa'amim, atamis alam mehem. Sometimes you're allowed to turn away. Upa'amim, she'en atamis alam. Sometimes you're not allowed to turn away. Ha'ketzad, what's the pshat? Im ha'ya kohen, if the guy's a kohen, v'yib bebeis ha'kvaros, kids are playing ball, and the ball falls into the cemetery. So the Kohen will, hey, Mr. Kohen, can you climb over the fence and go to the cemetery and get my ball? He doesn't have to do that for you. Right? Oh, or, ha'yazakein v'enol fi kvodo. Right? You go to Rechayim Khan and ask you, I was playing ball with my friend, and the ball's under the car. Can you go down on your hands and knees and get the ball from under the car? You don't have to, he doesn't have to, well, yes, sure, I'll do that for you. It's a mitzvah. He doesn't have to do that. Why? It's beneath him.
Right?
It's beneath him. Oh, she's a malachdom ruba mishal chaveiro, or it costs more than what it's worth. The you're going to hire a scuba guy to go get the ball. It's worth more than the whole thing is worth, right? Lekach now v'salamta. That's why I said you can look away. You don't have to go. You don't have to be busy with that. Amai, how come you can look away? Lema in chachmein tivuna v'neitzah neged Hashem. There's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. So what if you're the god of the door? You have to get dirty under the car. So what? It's a mitzvah to do it. Go do it. Why? So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? Right?
The cover
Vamai, lemen chachmein tvuna it's a neged Hashem. Shiny hasam, it's different. It says v'talam to mehem. It says you're allowed to do, look away. Here you're allowed to look away. Everywhere else you're not allowed to. V'ligmar minei. So why can't this teach me all in Kol Torah Kula? That anytime there's a lack of kavod, the mitzvah gets pushed away. The answer is isura mimimona lo yalfinan. You can't compare money to an avera. So the ball's going to remain under the car because no one's going to get it. So what? Yeah. Tough luck. To do an avera, we'd never say such a thing. We'd never say such a thing. And that's the answer. Okay? Tashma. We'll start now number 5. Okay? Tashma. It says like this. It says by a nazir that a nazir is not allowed to go. The pasuk says, al nefesh meis lo yavo. You can't become tamei to anybody. And then the pasuk says, not for your father, not for your mother, not for your brother, not for your sister. Well, I say 4 times. It says no meis. Well, I say father, mother, brother, sister. So Rashi explains from the word father, we learn out that even if he's we learn out from your father, it says your father you can't, but for a meis mitzvah, yeah. For a meis mitzvah, you can become tami. Another can become tami. And what do we learn out from the word mother? You can't become tami to anybody, not even your father, but for a meis mitzvah, yeah. Not even your mother. But what if you're a nazir and you're also the Kohen Gadol? You cannot become tami for your mother, but for a meis mitzvah, yeah. And what do we learn out from the fact that it says your sister? I'm sorry. The fact that it says your brother, right? And from the brother, what do we learn out from the brother? Wait, did I say that right? I'm sorry. The mother was, he was a Kohen and a Nazir. And now from the brother, he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. You can't become something, I'm so holy. Right? But for a meis mitzvah, yes. Now what do we learn out from sister? There's nothing left to learn out. So we learn out a whole nother halacha. Nothing to do with Nazir. Ula achoso. Matamud lomar. Why does it say ula achoso? You can't become tamei for your sister. We learn a whole nother thing. Harei shayaholech lishchodes pitzcho. You were going to shach to carbon Pesach. Tzerech Pesach. Or ula moles beno. Or you're doing a brismila for your son. Vishama shemes lo meis. And now you heard that one of your relatives died. You have 2 choices now. I can go back over there. I can continue doing the brismila. Yachal, I would think, yachzer v'yatamei. I should go back and become tamei. Amarta, it says, lo yatamei. No, don't become tamei. The Ritva says, that's only if some other relative is going to take care of it. Otherwise, it's no different than a meis mitzvah. You're the only one, you got to go back. But if someone else is there, you have a cousin who's going to take care of it, you go do your mitzvah brismila for your son.
Is this
a nazir? No, regular guy. Regular guy.
Not a kohen.
Regular guy. It's an extra word, so we'll learn out this funny halacha from an extra word. Yachal, I would think. Kishem she'enam etam elahem. Kachenam etam elameis mitzvah. So it's like I'm not etam for them. I'm not etam for a meis mitzvah. Tamad lamu lachoso. Lachoso de'enam etame. Avam etame hu lameis mitzvah. But you can become tame for a meis mitzvah. Right? Am I? Why? Why? Right? What? You know what? Let's stop right here. We'll stop right in the middle. We'll stop right smack in the middle, but we'll flesh it out tomorrow. We'll stop right here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Go ahead.